This is Assistive Tech, a research and development information program of the Georgia Radio Reading Service and the Georgia Tech Sonification Lab. I'm your host, Shai Shivers. Thomas Gable is working as a PhD student at the Georgia Tech School of Psychology Sonification Lab. Gable is working on the IVAT, In-Vehicle Assistant Technology Project for the Traumatic Brain Injury Patients. They are currently creating the speeding application for the IVAT. Gable explains how the application works.
So let's say that person, they kind of forget what the speed limit is, or they just kind of go with the flow and they just start to speed. The idea behind the application is it would use GPS and GIS to locate what area they're in and what the speed limit is in that area. And then it would take input from the car itself through the computer within the car and would connect to that, and then that would tell the system how fast the user was going. So as soon as the user passed the speed limit, you could display a sound. So instead you play the sound and the user would hear a tone that they've crossed over the speed limit. And then every few seconds, depending on how fast they were going, a grouping that they're in. So if they're at kind of just sort of speeding, it would be kind of a lower tone. While if they're really speeding badly, it would be a higher and a faster tone.
Gable explains the installation of the speeding application for the IVAT.
There's head units within vehicles. It's kind of like where your radio is. So you can often upgrade that radio that comes standard with a touchscreen head unit or some sort of head unit that actually has a fairly large computer in it. You would put that in there and you'd upload the software. And so every time the car was turned on, this program would automatically turn on. We actually piggyback on a program called Centrifuge, which is a head unit program, so it's actually the software that runs the head unit, and we can piggyback off of that or pretty much anything we want to and implement these applications to be a part of that system. And it would just automatically turn on, the sound would play through the speakers, and then you would use the touch screen to interact with the device. Or ideally we would have a button on the steering wheel that we could install that would allow the user to not have to take their hands off the steering wheel.
Gable has been on a few different projects, but the IVAT was the one project that continued to pique his interest. As he studied for his PhD, he will continue to do research on the IVAT. The Sonification Lab is an interdisciplinary research group based in the School of Psychology and the School of Interactive Computing at Georgia Tech under the direction of Professor Bruce Walker. The lab develops and evaluates auditorial and multimedia interface incorporating human factors in the display of information. Thank you for joining us for this episode of Assistive Tech for the Georgia Radio Reading Service, GARS. I'm Shai Shivers.